The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. Our guests include Carrie Grams, the program coordinator from Thumb Community Health Partnership, and we also have Paul Adams here today. Thanks for being with us.
Yes.
We are going to be talking about it's anniversary time. 1 year for the partnership's man therapy that they had contracted with, and we're going to get a little update on how well it's been going and if it's going to continue. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, so kind of first of all, if for those that are listening that maybe don't know what man therapy is, it was launched a year ago here in the Thumb, and we, as the Thumb Community Health Partnership, launched it. It's a online resource that is available to men, specifically for men or their loved ones, and they can go there to get kind of a better understanding of what mental health is. It uses guy humor to really help men feel comfortable talking about their mental health, and it provides tips and resources to really get men to talk about their mental health and to really start thinking about some of those issues that they may be having, and connecting them to local resources.
And who are you looking to go on there? Are you looking for people who may wonder if they have an issue, or is it really just for anybody to check to see if, you know, maybe there are things that could be addressed?
Yeah, so it's really for all men, working aged men, I guess I should say, and their loved ones. So if they have mental health concerns, or maybe just want to learn a little bit about mental health and not have there's so much stigma that surrounds mental health. And so what man therapy really is trying to do is trying to remove that stigma by using that humor and make men feel comfortable and make that conversation normal, in getting men to talk about it. You know, we know men don't want to talk about their feelings.
Well, we were raised that way.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not what you do. You hold it in your gut until it hurts.
Yes, exactly.
And I think that's why Carrie reached out to me. I have a very unique experience. You know, my best friend committed suicide 12 years ago, January 28th. And, you know, at that time, you know, like you said, we're brought up. You don't talk about your feelings, you know, and I was shattered and didn't know what was going on, but didn't really have any resources to, you know, turn to express my feelings. So my personal experience with this, you know, I never had any of the suicidal thoughts, but I never had anybody to talk to other than my wife, because men don't talk about their feelings. And I think that's what this organization is trying to do, is destigmatize, you know, that men have feelings too. And if you don't get your feelings out and find a way to express those feelings, those are going to manifest in another way, in a very unhealthy way. And for me, it was very unhealthy after my friend died. I held everything inside. I pushed everybody away. I didn't want anything to do with anybody. I just kind of closed myself off to the world. And that's obviously not a very healthy thing to do. And I wish man therapy was around, you know, 12 years ago. It definitely would have been a something that could have helped me get through a very traumatic time in my life.
It just kind of sits there and festers, and it becomes even more than it really is, because it keeps circling.
Well, you're dealing with the grief. You know, this sudden grief. I mean, my friend, he was like my brother, and he was gone. So I'm dealing with that grief, and then I just don't know how to deal with it. And, you know, like you said, though, we're brought up, we're men. We don't talk about our feelings. And, you know, that was me. That was my household. We don't just hold it in. I don't want to talk about it. And, you know.
Well, unless you're mad about something.
Yeah, but you know, it is healthy. It is healthy to talk about it. And, you know, as I've been able to get through that and you know, get through it on my own way, I enjoy talking about my friend, and it for me, that's my therapy, is talking about him and keeping his legacy alive.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Paul touches on a good point that there are just so many resources and tools on the site that can just open men's mind into how they can cope with the issues that they're dealing with. You know, are you going through divorce? Are you going through a loss of a loved one? Are you a veteran? Are you a first responder that maybe deals with trauma every single day? And those resources are there to help men identify a way, in a healthy way, I guess, to cope with their mental health issues that they may be experiencing.
Now, how is the program set up? Is it, you know, if your men don't like to talk about these things to another person, is there some anonymity because it is a website as opposed to sitting down with an actual person?
Yeah, so, like I said, it is a website, so, you know, it's available 24/7, 7 days a week. There is a head inspection that's available on it, so it kind of allows men to self-evaluate their mental health, and they're not just yes or no questions, they're questions that kind of, that ask, you know, have you seen changes in your appetite, have you lost interest in your hobbies, and really getting men to, you know, identify those areas in their lives that may have changed and they don't even realize, and kind of connecting those dots. It's really what the point of the site is. And then having the ability to go on there and look for those resources or tools at any given time of the day is something that we feel is very helpful for men. You know, men can use it in between therapy sessions if they're looking for kind of a pick-me-up, or, you know, if they're just looking for ideas on how to improve their mental health, even if they don't maybe have a mental health issue currently, but, you know, always improving and really working on their mental health is the point of the website.
Is it an immediate result? Is it in the algorithm, or is there actually somebody who kind of reviews it afterwards? Because some things can be subtle that maybe an algorithm wouldn't pick up on.
Yeah, so Dr. Rich Mahogany, who is the doctor, well, he's a fictional doctor that's on the site, he does have an algorithm for those that, you know, complete that head inspection, but it's all based off, it's all evidence-based, so everything that's on the site has been proven that it does work. It does help getting men to, you know, help seeking behaviors and things. And so that algorithm is based off their answers. And he pretty much says, you know, don't BS your way through this. Like, you know, answer honestly and, you know, we'll hopefully be able to help you then with those resources. And then also, you know, it can connect them to other services. We have, I think, currently 16 services that are available across the thumb listed on the site. So if you are to that point where you do need professional help, those are available on there.
But do you have to give personal information about who you are, that type of thing? Because people are, oh, I'm going to get emails forever. You know how when you sign up for anything?
Yeah. Nope. You don't have to provide any personal information until you make that call to professional help. And then there is the crisis line that's always available on every single page. So if you are having suicidal thoughts and you need help immediately, either, you know, call 911 or that suicide hotline number, which is 1-800-273-8255.
And suicide is one aspect of mental health, but it impacts in a lot of other ways in people's lives, so it may not take you to that direction, but there are other things that could be going on in your life that are giving you stress and problems that you really don't need.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so great about man therapy is that it touches on those areas where maybe men struggle. So, you know, are they going through a divorce? Are they going through a custody battle? Those kinds of things it touches on. You know, this is a real live website that, you know, puts men's lives into perspective and really truly gets at the point in how they talk, you know, using that humor and things like that that really resonates with men, and I think that's why it's so powerful and so effective.
And when you go on this site, I think that Carrie touched on it, this is a serious issue, but they use kind of comedy and it's lighthearted. I think it's a good way, it's a good mixture of trying to tackle a serious subject, but keeping it light and keeping it a way that people can really relate to it. Because, you know, if it gets too serious, then you even get more depressed. And I think that's what man therapy has really done a good job is balancing a serious, serious issue, which is men's, you know, mental health, but keeping it light enough to where you can follow along and really understand it and get a chuckle and you know, come out of it feeling, you know, a little bit happier and refreshed out of it. So it's definitely, they've done a really nice job of how they present man therapy.
So it's designed so that you're not going to get halfway through it and it's just so heavy that you just, enough. And you stop. You want them to complete it, and this helps the process.
Yeah, definitely. It's that lighthearted approach, and with that humor, like I said,
which is a tricky thing when you're talking about mental health and serious issues. I mean, it's the doctor has to be very careful with what he does, because you don't want to trivialize anybody's problems, but you just want to keep them going.
And it's hard to explain if you haven't watched it, But they really, it is done in such a professional manner. You make a good point. Like, you don't want to, you know, trivialize it, but they know what they're doing, and the balance is there, and the message is definitely delivered.
Yeah, definitely.
So how has it gone for the first year? You were here about a year ago, and you talked about the program being offered now. You got kind of like a contract with the firm that makes that does this for the people in Huron County and that in the Thumb area. So how has the response been?
Really good. So we've gotten feedback from, you know, multiple men in the community, as well as agencies and organizations. The biggest thing that I really want to share is that, you know, in the year that we've had, especially with COVID and everything, we've had over 1,600 people go to the site. So that's, you know, whether it be a man or their loved ones, go to the site and just check it out. We've had 362 people take the head inspection. So, you know, that's 362 people that really took the opportunity to evaluate their mental health, which is awesome. And again, like I said, it's free, it's anonymous. So, you know, utilizing that resource in that regard. And overall, we've, like I said, just had such positive feedback. I will mention too that we understand that it's not for everybody.
Well, a lot of people aren't really into the tech.
Yes.
One thing, and that kind of scares them right at the beginning. And they're worried, you know, what's this going to lead to? And then there are others that just really need the personal touch.
Yeah, definitely. And we're not taking away from traditional mental health therapy, because obviously, you know, we have all of those services available on the site. You know, we have mental health agencies that are part of our partnership that are helping promote this. But for those people that maybe don't want to go seek traditional mental health help or are not to that point of crisis, you know, this is a great pick me up and a great tool to have as a resource here in the Thumb.
And you don't end up with a diagnosis, just a recommendation that these are issues you may need to explore with further help. Here's where you can get it, that type of thing?
Yes, definitely. There's no, like I said, no actual doctor on the site or
Dr.
anything.
Dr. Mahogany doesn't come at the end and say, you need help.
Yeah. No. But if he does, obviously, at any point while you're like on the site, you know, while you're answering those questions, if you, you know, have those suicidal thoughts, you know, like I said, that red phone, that crisis line number is always readily available to call.
Is it the same for everyone who goes through, or is it kind of interactive? If it sees you're going in an area, it has further questions that it might take you in that area, or maybe you're not aware of how it physically works that way.
No, so what it does is there is just 20 set questions that it asks, but it touches on some of those subpopulations. So it asks, like, are you a veteran? Are you a first responder? To get a little bit of a better understanding of what you're doing in your daily life, so that then they can provide you with those resources or tips or tools.
Stress factors, basically.
Yes, yep, definitely. So, you know, with it touching on those, it does then tailor, obviously, to your, like, the resources that it provides at the end. Like, are you A-okay, or do you need some help in this area, basically? So,
And you, like, sign in for Huron County, whatever county, and then it gives you the resources closest to you, because you don't need something in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so they are working actually on kind of creating this to make it easier to find resources here in the Thumb. But if you go on there, there's an area that on the site, it's about halfway down, that says find resources near me. We have a tab that says the Thumb of Michigan. If you select that, all of those resource cards that provide services or programs in the community are listed there, so that's the easiest way to find those.
How long does it take, Paul? Does it take to go through that? Is it just like about a 20-minute thing, 10-minute thing, or does it depend on how long you have to think about how that?
Kind of depends. It's probably, it depends on the person. You know, it depends on what you want to get out of it, what you're dealing with. So, I don't think there's any real set time. It really depends.
I didn't think it was counting down.
Yeah, no. But you know, there's no, it you could be through it in 10 minutes if you want, or 20 minutes, or, you know, or take your time, you know. So it's all kind of it's at your own pace, you know. And I think that's an important thing. Is there's nothing set about this. It's at your own pace to you know, to discover your own issues.
I would assume they're like multiple choice things, because essay questions would require somebody looking at it. I mean, that's just, you know, we don't have that good of AI yet. But because you just try and use your phone to speak into it to make a message, and you can see how bad AI can be. But that's basically how it works. You get a number of things, which ones apply to you, these types of things.
Yes. Yep. Yep. So there's like four options, and they range all the way from like extreme to, you know, not so like so-so, or I think that while you're taking those questions, like I've gone through it just because obviously I need to have an understanding of what it's asking men. And it's funny because...
And did it come at the end and say, yeah, you're a really healthy, burly man?
Yeah, I actually said I was A-okay. So, I mean, that's good. That's positive. But no, what is interesting is while you're answering those questions, Dr. Rich has like little sayings at the bottom of all of them. Like, you know, obviously like speed bumps, mosquitoes, and whatever are annoyances, like, and they're in everybody's lives. Like, so again, making it relatable, making it easy for men to feel comfortable, and, you know, like I said, communicating that it's normal that you have these annoyances and things in your life, but how do you deal with those healthy, in a healthy manner?
Okay, and you've had good success with people using it. Does it give you any information in the, how many have done it, how many they recommended having?
No, we don't have a.
I know
anything.
There's a lot of privacy in all, yes, of these types of things, but I just didn't know if they gave you a base figure, like, you know, 63% were recommended to get further involved.
Nope. Unfortunately, our analytics do not go that in depth. But we do have access to see like how many people click on that red phone. I think we've had a few people like click on it, and so it automatically calls for you. And then, so those people, you know, get connected to that crisis line then, which we think is great too. It's another avenue to get people to access those professional services in our community.
Now you're into year two. Do you have any different ways you're going to try and get the word out? You had 1 year, and you feel you had good success with all these people checking the program out. Once they've checked it out, they may not be going back, so you're going to look for new people. And how are you going to get the word out, and how are you going to try to keep the numbers up?
Yeah, so we're sticking with most of our traditional marketing tactics. We got social media is one of our driving forces. We did just start Google ads as well, so those have seemed to taken off quite well. We started those at the beginning of January, and that's been a huge driving force. So, you know, if you type in I'm having depression symptoms, or I need help, maybe for mental health, those kinds of ads will come up in regards to man therapy, and so those are being utilized. So we are hitting our target market with that. You know, during this past year, Paul had the opportunity to join us in our first kind of launch video. We do plan on doing more of those, specifically for veterans. Obviously, like I mentioned kind of at the beginning, they touch on a lot of those subpopulations within our community. So veterans, you know, deal with a different type of trauma. So,
And some of them have been dealing with them for decades.
Yes.
We always think of the veterans today having problems, the ones just coming back from the Middle East, but everyone who's been in a war has something they've come back with to deal with.
Yes, exactly. So we're hoping to kind of highlight the veteran resources that are here in the community. We've connected with the veteran VA office, or the VA offices in each of the counties. So we're hoping to kind of explore that. And then also still, you know, working on getting our main population here in the Thumb, farmers, more heavily involved in man therapy. Because obviously, again, you know, while you're sitting in that tractor or waiting for your tires to be put on your semi or something, you can check it out because it's easily accessible instead of getting someone to go to a mental health provider.
And hopefully your numbers won't spike when we have a huge rain and their crops are washed away.
You know, Carrie,
that's the problem with being a farmer is it can happen at any moment. It isn't just, you know, it only takes one event.
Yeah, exactly.
You bring something up about the farmers. They spend a lot of time alone.
Yes.
And myself, I can relate to that. I drive to games, and it's that alone time where your mind wanders. So I think that's where it becomes healthy to, you know, kind of even just remember what you were thinking in those alone times, and just kind of how you're feeling, because when you're alone, that's when your mind wanders, whether you're in that tractor for hours on end in a field, or for myself going to a ball game for a half an hour, 45 minutes. It's those times where you're truly alone and you've got nothing else, that's when your mind thinks, and maybe you can even compartmentalize yourself. Do I need to, am I all right? You know, do I check out the boxers, or maybe should I check out Man Therapy and see what they have to say?
Yeah.
Does it go over your own personal personality? Because there are people who enjoy the time being alone. I like being in a car driving alone. I enjoy it. I know you can think, but it's I don't seem to have a problem with it. I know others could. It seems like it could go both ways. It's check the box.
Yeah. So again, Man Therapy touches on all of those areas that, if men want to be alone, okay, well, you can fix your mental health on your own if you don't want to ask for help.
I'm not meaning about doing it yourself, but I'm sort of a, despite the job I have, I'm kind of an introvert, and when I go home, I just enjoy being alone.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And I do too, as well. Yeah.
Definitely. But no, I think it, like I said, it touches on all personalities. It's not, and you may check it out and you may think this isn't a resource for me, but it's just one of the resources that we have here in the Thumb that we hope that you utilize if you are to that point, or need that additional help, getting your mental health back on track.
Is this just a part of it? Is there a woman's therapy available or coming up? I mean, most men know someone who could use it.
And so, unfortunately, not right now. Obviously, we identified that over the course of the last 10 years, suicide among men is just much higher than women. So we knew we needed to bring additional resources for men specifically. We do have a program that's for chronic diseases, which obviously chronic diseases impact your mental health, called Women to Women, that we did launch last fall, and that has been running. So that can be classified as...
We did a program, I believe, on that in late December. It's on our website if you want to see it.
Wasn't that number like 83% was men of suicide? Now you work with this a little bit closely than I do. What would you attribute that to? Why is it only 17% of women and 83% of men are accounting for the suicides? And that's a Huron County statistic, right?
So that's actually for all of the Thumb.
All a Thumb statistic. So yes. I mean, here in Santa Ana Tuscola, that hits home. So have you guys been able to determine why that is the case?
So me professionally, I can't really answer that question. We believe that there are many factors. Is it that there are limited resources? Is it that, there is access to lethal means and things like that may be attributing to that? Obviously, that's part of the bigger picture, and we're hoping to obviously address some of those additional issues.
Could women have more closer friends that they're willing to share their feelings to that the men don't have?
Yes. And the biggest thing, I think, with Man Therapy, that the big factor that we see is that there's just so much stigma when it comes to men seeking help. We talked at the beginning, men don't want to talk about their feelings. Men don't want to explore those feelings that they may be having because, they may be labeled as emotional or weak. And so that's kind of the biggest factor that we see, and that's why we think Man Therapy is so great, because it is helping to kind of remove that stigma and really make mental health a normal conversation. So regardless if you're a man or a woman, mental health is something that we need to, as a society, realize that it's okay to talk about.
I totally agree, Carrie. As a man who was brought up to not express your feelings, I mean, if you did, you were considered weak. And I think that's a label that we absolutely need to get rid of and tear down. We have to get through the stigma of men can't talk about their feelings. Until we do that, you're going to see that number of 83% of suicide cases are men. And you just, we've got to find a way to get through that. And hopefully, myself coming on here today, talking a little bit and allowing us the opportunity, we'll reach a few people and maybe even, it can just build more and more of what Carrie and her organization have done over this year.
Is it sometimes just the fact that this is how you're raised? This is how you saw men when you were growing up? You may not even know why you're doing it. This is just the way it is, and it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I think as a society, that has kind of been instilled in all of us, and especially coming from a rural community, I think we see that firsthand. You know, we take care of things on our own, and we don't need help of others, and really trying to get away from that.
We're a tighter community than we used to be. I mean, old farmers in the old days, they, you know, you knew your neighbors, but it was a big jaunt to go to down the road. To, you know, that's why we had so many little communities around. They had to have a little grocery store and stuff because it was a trip, but mm-hmm. now with traveling and internet and everything else, more connections today than ever.
Yes, exactly. And you know, utilizing those connections, you know, is it reaching out to a friend or your coworker or a family member? You know, if you're having difficulties, you know, dealing with those everyday situations, like I said, divorce, you know, suicidal thoughts, or did you lose a job, you know, talking to somebody about it, that's the first step. And then, you know, from there, you know, accessing services, utilizing man therapy if you need additional tools or resources to help improve your mental health, it's all there for you to really, you know, keep your mental health in tip-top shape. So,
and this is something that you can do that you can have confidence in, because there's a whole lot out there on the internet that is wholly wrong and wholly, geez,
right.
I can't say the words on the radio, but it's like, oh my gosh. But this has been vetted. This is appropriate, and you know that it's a good program. You can get a lot of misinformation and can hurt yourself even further, but this is a good step to start.
Yes, definitely. Man therapy's actually been around for about 10 years. It was initially launched in Colorado, and the state of Michigan actually launched it here last August. So we have, you know, our efforts here in the thumb, and then the state of Michigan has now adapted man therapy and is implementing it into their program called Preventing Suicide in Michigan Men. And so, you know, we've connected with them to help, you know, make those connections and keep that messaging consistent for the state of Michigan and then also here for the thumb.
Well, terrific. How do people access it? I know it's on the web. Do you
yep.
just type in man therapy, or do you need to go a little further to make sure you're getting Huron County or the thumb?
Nope. You can just go to mantherapy.org is the website, and you can access it as long as you have internet service. If you are interested in professional services, we would encourage you to visit our website, which is thumbhealth.org. We have a tab that says get help. And again, you know, there are some of those, some of the community mental health agencies that are listed if you do need professional help right away, or, you know, the suicide hotline number.
And if you didn't have a pen or paper to write any of that down, 211 is always a good place to
yes.
start. They can get you in touch with any agency that in your area that can help you.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, we encourage everybody to check out mantherapy.org, share it with a friend, or if you have a loved one that you're worried about, you know, check it out and share it with them.
And when does it ask you if you are the person or a family member? I would imagine that would skew the thing a little different.
Yeah, so the thing about that is that it does not separate between, you know, if you are a loved one that is checking it out for the man in your life. But obviously you're around that man. If you can answer those questions kind of, you know, how maybe they would, then that would provide you with
honestly.
Some resource. Yeah.
Don't. Take it off the deep end, because you're so frazzled that you're going to make it more than it is. You just need to make it what it is.
Yes, exactly. Utilizing that kind of that head inspection if you are worried about someone, and to, you know, get some of those tips and resources to really kind of help start the conversation with the man in your life is what the point of that is. So
I'm sure with our age, Paul, when we hear head inspection, we think of school and they're checking for lice.
Yeah.
That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But just go on Google man yep. therapy, and it should pretty much get you there. Hit the thumb area tag, and you're right into so that anything you need, the resources will pop up for you.
Yes.
Well, thanks for being with us today. Are there anything else you want to touch on before we have to close?
No, but if you would like information or materials that you want to share out in the community, you know, we've made so many partnerships with so many organizations over the course of the last year. You can email me. My email is tchpmore@gmail.com. If you would like additional information to share within your organization or business.
And there is no charge to use it?
Nope.
All that's been taken care of by you folks in the state and all of that?
Yes.
Thanks for being with us. I hope people take advantage of good resource out there that can help people and clue them in, whether they just need to talk to someone about it or whether they need even more. You can't fix it until you find the problem.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Our guests today on the program have been Carrie Granz. She is the program coordinator for Thumb Community Health Partnership. Did I get that anywhere close?
Yeah, nope, that's right.
Okay. And Paul Adams, who has been talking about what men are experiencing. And I do want to thank you, and check it out. It's a resource. It doesn't cost you anything, and it may help you or a loved one. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will, of course, clue you in on all the latest in the news.
He's a phone call to his parents. He's a Bible by the bed. He's the t-shirt that I'm wearing. He's the song stuck in my head. He's solid and he's steady like the Allegheny runs. He knows just where he's going and he's proud of where he's from. One of the good ones. He's one of the good ones.
Sneeberger here in Cass City, and we got a whole truckload of Whirlpool dishwashers in, all different kinds of dishwashers we've got by Whirlpool. White, we got black, we got stainless steel, you name it, we've got it in Whirlpool dishwashers. And of course, it's always washers by Whirlpool, and dryers, washers and dryers, and we got refrigerators, freezers, we got gas and electric ranges, all made by Whirlpool, right from in Benton Harbor here in Michigan. And of course, this is your headquarters for all your Whirlpool products in the state of the Thumb, Michigan here. It's always service after sale, and finance can be arranged right in the store. Drive a little, save a lot, shop at Sneeburgers in Cass City for all your Whirlpool products.
As seasons change, they often bring an unwelcome guest, seasonal affective disorder, a type of depression. And it's no wonder. The holidays often present an array of demands. Winter means shorter days and quite often dismal weather. And if coronavirus is spreading in your community, you may feel additional stress, or you may be worrying about your health or the health of someone you love. When stress is at its peak, it's hard to stop and regroup. If you have noticed significant changes in mood and are picking unhealthy routes as a way to cope, call Huron Behavioral Health at 1-800-356-5568 anytime, day or night. Stress and untreated depression can hurt your health. Being realistic, planning ahead, and seeking support can help ease stress and depression. Huron Behavioral Health can help. Call 1-800-356-5568 anytime, day or night, and we'll help you to start feeling better and enjoying life again.
AM 1340 WLEW, a proud member of the American Society for the Preservation of Classic Country.
And he flashes a quote and says, "Rain on, children, I'm with you now. Rain on, you cats and cries. Cops are gone, it's almost dawn. Let's all get Dixie fried." Yeah. Well, Dan got happy and he started to rage. He whooped out his blade, but it wasn't his shape. And all the cats knew the joint was hot. Dan was born in a butcher shop.
Listening to AM 1340 WLEW Bad X Michigan, let's take a look at your latest news update. This hour of the news is being brought to you by